Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is Entail Enhanced. To see pictures, articles, and links of what's being discussed, download the Entail app.
Welcome to You Come First with me, Megan Barton Hansen. You may know me from the 2018 series of Love Island.
Since before Love Island, I've always had a passion for women's rights and interests. So I'm here to tell you everything you need to know when it comes to putting yourself first, whether that be in a relationship, in the bedroom, your career, or your mental health. I've called in friends from around the world for an intimate, unfiltered conversation that will change your life forever. The reason I started this podcast is because since I've used my platform to speak so openly, I've had so many of you contact me on social media and even stop me in the street asking me to do a podcast. So now we really can get down and dirty and discuss the most important things that just aren't talked about enough. Expect lots of laughter, a few tears, and for the penny to finally drop as we discuss the most taboo and private topics, helping you focus on the fact that you come first. In this episode, I'll be talking to my favourite stripper and model, Lauren Lofthouse. We will be discussing the stigma around working in a strip club and reliving some of our most memorable stripping moments. Obviously, I met you and we was, what was we doing? Shooting for 66 magazine. Yeah. That was the first time I met you and you was just like the life and soul.
How long ago was that now?
That must have been about, 4 years.
That was messy times.
That was very messy times. But fun times. When I look back, I'm like, oh, I wish I was still doing that. It was basically travelling the world for free. We went to Vegas, Ibiza.
France. Oh, but we weren't in South of France together, was we?
No, I don't think I met you.
You was with Liv in the South of France. And then, when did we meet? In Wales?
Yeah, in Wales, I think. Or just before that. But yeah, I remember seeing you and you were just so loud, so happy. I was like, who is this girl? I have to meet her. So from doing glam modelling, how did you get into stripping?
Because I was working on the channels, wasn't I? The Studio 66 channels.
So for people who don't know, that's like Babe Station,
isn't it? But different channels, but only like daytime.
So what's the difference between like Babe Station and the one you was on and like daytime to nighttime? Like what do you have to do?
So daytime is just normal chat. Like you can't really do anything sexual. You need to make sure you're covered up. You can't flash anything. Nighttime is like, you know, like more full on.
Right.
Like sex chat, you know.
So what do people talk to you during the day about? This has always baffled me.
Just nothing. That's the thing. Think about people who are so lonely or they don't really know how to chat to women and they just want like a companion or like a friend or it's... I'm trying to like choose the right word. It's not young people.
No, so it's like an older...
It's an older middle-aged crowd who, yeah, they just want a companion. They just want a friend. They want someone to like care about them, you know?
That's cute. Did you feel like you was doing some kind of therapy for these people, like being a therapist?
Yeah, 100%. But then you did get like the odd... caller who would ring in and just be weird, like saying they're wanking off over their students and they're like
young
and stuff. I'm like, you know that's illegal.
Stop. Like, do you think these people got a thrill out of like shocking you.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily some of it's true.
No, none of it's true. I think half of the stuff they tell you, none of it's true anyway, because they want to impress you. They want to, like...
see your reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. So then from doing the channel, then you went into stripping. And how did that come about?
Yeah, so I went to Ibiza for 6 weeks with my best mate because she'd just broke up with her fella and they worked together. So he was like, fuck it, she took a sabbatical. And I was like, well, I can do that anyway because of the industry I'm in. So I went to Ibiza and the girl obviously spent all my money because I just went mental.
Love that.
Like,
live for today.
Just literally like wake up, drink, party. It was so much fun there. And the girl that I was living with, she was a stripper. Obviously, I spent all my money. I was like, fuck, don't know what I want to do. Don't know what, like, I don't want to go work in an office again because I was working in an office. I did that for, like, a year and a half. I was like, I can't do that again. I'll literally go insane. She was like, just come and try it. See how it is. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Like, anyway, I thought, fuck it. Went for the audition. And, I mean, that was a disaster. But, yeah, I got the job literally on the spot.
We need to hear about this because I think that's like everyone's question to me. Like, did you have to audition and did you dance? Like, I can't dance. If I'm out in a club, I'm so stiff.
Yeah.
But stripping, I feel it's not really like you have to have coordination or learn a routine.
It's more just like sexual moves, sexual positions, like how you interact like with the man, really.
Yeah.
And just bring your personality across because I think if you're going to be fun... it's going to make them feel at ease because some people have a perception of how they think a stripper is when really that's not the case.
Yeah, like, there's not like one stereotype of a person that's a stripper.
Mm.
And it's not these elaborate routines like something from the Pussycat Dolls. You literally, found like the slower
it's not
you go.
Even, yeah, the better it is, literally.
Just slow swaying.
Yeah,
gets
it's
you
not like cha-cha-cha. It's like like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's good. But yeah, my audition. So first of all, I was... extra, like, had this big, massive, like, curly hair piece in, like, slicked back, and my makeup was just, like, crazy. I look back now and I'm like, oh my God. And, like, my audition outfit as well, I was, like, way too many clothes, like, suspender belts, the here, there, and everywhere. Like, it was just, like, strappy everywhere. It was just hideous. So, obviously, I'm tall anyway, especially get me in stripper heels. I'm about 6 foot. And I walk up to the stage and no one tells me there's, like, a massive speaker. I literally walk up, I'm, like, shaking, like, oh, my God, nervous, because it's in the daytime as well. So all the girls are watching you. All the regular customers are watching you. Everyone's literally staring at you.
In front of customers?
Yeah, in front of customers.
That's so mean.
It's, like, on the day shift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm, like, shaking, like, crazy. And then I walk up, you have to give your phone to play a song, like whatever song you want. I can't remember what song it was. I think it was just some classic, like Akon. What's that song? What's that Akon song? Anyway, maybe it's not.
Was it like a strippery song?
Yeah, a strippery song. And I headbutted the speaker so hard, like, I swear I was, like, seeing double. And as I've, like, turned around, because you have to get your boobs out, you don't have to take anything else off, I've kind of, like, gone to walk over to pole to grab the pole, headbutted the pole, and I was just like...
no,
literally,
just a reveal of the boobs.
Yeah, just a reveal of the boobs. I was thinking, get me off this stage now. Like, you know when you want to cry, it hurts that much.
Babe, no, you're the most confident person I know ever. I can't believe you. Firstly, you were shaking.
Yeah.
And second of all, you headbutt the speaker and then done a double headbutt on the pole.
Double headbutt on the pole.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
What do you reckon it was? The other girls watching you or the actual
customers?
Yeah,
it's just daunting, isn't it? And, like, I don't know. It's just scary. Everyone's watching you. You've got to get your tits out on stage, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it can be intimidating. I remember when I walked in, I'd never stepped foot in a strip club, and I walked in and all the girls were sitting around the bar. There wasn't many customers, but everyone, it's like a scene out of a Western. They all just look at you, tumbleweed, and you're like, hi, I want a job. And you just see the daggers.
Everyone is just judging you instantly, aren't they? Yeah. Like, literally, like, that is what it is. Everyone is just judging you. And I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I'm so glad I did it. And I got the job there and then, and she said to me, this is funny. She, like, took me up to sign the papers, and before I'd even spoke a word, the owner, she went, you're a party girl, that's going to get you in trouble, so watch your back. I was like, how do you know that?
She saw through the nerves and knew that he was wild.
I think as well, because I walked in and I was like, can I have a drink? Like, pour a vodka. I was like, I just need to settle my nerves.
I'm not being funny, but who does that and doesn't need a drink? I think I had about four at home getting ready, and my boyfriend dropped me off in his, like, old school Fiesta. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go in here. I was petrified.
Yeah, it's so daunting. Because as well, like, do you even know how to give a private dance? Like, that's something you don't really think about, do you?
No.
Like, how are you going to give the private dance? I didn't even register, luckily, because my friend was working there. She was like, right, I'm going to give you a dance so you can just see kind of like how it goes. And I was like, actually, if it wasn't for you,
you would be fucked.
I'd have been pulling out all sorts of moves.
Yeah, I didn't think about that part. I just thought, right, I've got to look cute. I've got to be confident.
Yeah.
Hence the, like, free vodkas before I even stepped in. Then all the girls stared at me. I'd done a little sway in on the pole. And then, yeah, they was like, okay, a girl's going to take you downstairs and give you a lap dance and then just copy back on her. Yeah. And it was fine when I was getting it. I was just thinking, do I look at the boobs? Do I not look at the boobs?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she got fully naked. I was like, ah!
Yeah. And, like, everyone's in the dressing room just full-on nude, like, no one even bats an eyelid. But now I look back and I'm like, I am now that person. Like, do you know what I mean? When people walk in to do their audition, I feel like being like, it's fine, don't worry.
How empowering is it, though, to meet women like that? Because before that, I'd always been around, like, a really, not conservative, but, like, very prim and proper girls at school. And I was, like, I was known as, like, the wild one or the one who, like, kissed a few too many boys and, like, the slutty one. And then I stepped into this environment and I was like, oh, my God, I'm actually such a prude.
Yeah, literally, literally. But I don't know, because I've never, ever, ever been a prude. And, like, I don't know if it's because I'm northern, but I think we're maybe a bit more open-minded. Got a very open-minded family. Like, we're all just a bit, like, just not judgmental.
Yeah.
Really. Like, I told my mum straight away, like...
What did your mum say?
She just said, as long as you're safe and you're happy and you're making some money, then fuck it.
I love that.
Yeah.
My mum was a little bit worried at first. I think because she done everything in her power to make me have this really, like, I don't know whether I'd say formal, but she wanted me to work in the city.
A bit more, like, proper, is what people would look at as a proper, like, career kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess, like, a traditional proper job. And she, like, tried so hard. She paid for tutors for me to be academic. I just wasn't.
Well, fucking hell, you've gone the opposite.
Literally. So she did cry at first. But I think as soon as she saw how confident I was, even in a matter of weeks, I think being in that environment, like you said, with the girls being completely naked, everyone's body confident, and there is a real sense of, like, sisterhood, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Despite the awkward looks at first and people thinking, oh my God, this new bitch is going to steal our regulars.
Yeah.
There is a real, like, community, I think, in the changing room.
I feel like everyone just hated me in the beginning, but I was one of the only English as well, so there's a lot of Brazilians and Eastern Europeans, and there's that language barrier, because some of the girls there, they can't really speak that good English.
Mm.
And, like, a lot of them are older. They've been there for, like, 10 years. And I come in and I'm just, like, a fucking tornado of drunk, loud, rah. Like, I'm quite, like, do you know, I'm quite in your face.
Yeah.
And, like, because I've never made that much money before in my life, because it was, like, 4 years ago now. And I was sharing a bed with my friend and her boyfriend in a room because I had no money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't want to commit to getting a flat in London in case I didn't know what, do you know what I mean, what was going to happen. And I just remember, like, my first week, because it was around November, and I was going between my friends and Estes. She was in Gerrard's Cross. And I remember just coming home and I was just like, me and her was just like throwing the money about, like, what the hell?
Isn't,
like,
it so empowering? It was so fun, I felt like I was in a scene of a movie. When I come back, Mum was like, how much have you got? And I'd get out one wodge and then I'd get another bit and another bit. Literally. I was like, all around me. Yeah. I was like, I'm rich, baby.
It was so fun. And just counting it all, you're like, you feel just so, you just feel fucking good.
It's so good that it's, like, actual cash rather than they just transfer you, because I think that thrill you get when you see all
when
that money.
When it's actually in your hands and you're just touching it and you're like, oh, this is amazing. It was so fun.
Good.
And, like, Christmas was just mental. So much fun.
So, Lauren, for people who have never been in a strip club, how would you say a strip club works? Like, what's the rules? What do you do when you go in?
Yeah, so, well, we have to be there half an hour before shift.
Right.
just to get ready. We go in, we all put our names in a pot, and then it gets drawn out randomly for the like list of the stage show, who's going to go on stage first, last, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that about four times in the day, a couple of times on a night, because there's more girls on a night. And we have a house fee, which is obviously more for the later shifts on a weekend than like a day shift in the middle of the day, which we collect a pound off each customer before we go on stage. Then we pay that towards the house fee.
Right.
£20 for a dance. You can do VIP, which doesn't mean anything sexual. Where you're just in a private room, you're drinking, you're dancing, you're just having a bit of a party. Or, like we said before, if someone's coming and they just want a bit of a companionship, you're sitting, you're chatting, having a drink, and you can do that like hourly and you can charge whatever you want. And then they just take like a small fee.
So what would you typically charge for like the hour VIP, whether that's just a chat or like a party, like vibe?
Always start high. Always start high, and you can always bring it down. I would never really go below 400.
Oh, wow. Mm. For an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm getting back into stripping.
Yeah!
Oh, my God, stop. So can we, I know it's, like, so personal to talk about, but what would you say has been, like, one of the rough figures that you've been paid for an hour VIP? You and another girl, or just you on your own, what's the most you've got for, like, an hour VIP?
Yeah, about 700, 800 for an hour.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to get back into stripping.
I know, I'm like, should I say that? But obviously, like, that's not a regular thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you do get very lucky if you do that.
I find that's good after a few shots have come around for everyone, and then you're like, yeah. Do you want to do the VIP?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I actually quite like just dancing. Like, you know, and, like, mingling with the room.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because sometimes for me, I used to get put off doing the VIPs because then you're trapped in there, as I'm trapped, but you're there with that person for an hour. And you think, oh, God, if a big group of, like, a stag do come in, you could go through all the guys and have, like, loads of dances by now.
Exactly.
So it is a catch-22.
Yeah, for sure. But luckily, like, the people that I've done it with have been just a good time and it's been fine. I've never really had anyone where I thought, oh, my God, like, get out of here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a few of those. Yeah, it's quite lucky, I think.
I think because I'm too polite. I'm, like, a really good listener. So then I'd have all the old boys come in, tell me about Doreen, their wife who passed away, and then this, and their grandkids.
I know, bless them.
I do feel bad. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, just get them drunk.
But after 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, come on, time to move on. I need to be making money here.
Yeah, literally. I'm not a therapist.
So would you say stripping's, like, a short-term kind of thing, or could you do it? Do you know women who have done it for years and years?
Mm. Yeah, there's a few girls there that have been there for a really long time, like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But for me personally, like, it's not going to be a long-term career. Like, there's just no way where I could keep this lifestyle, like, partying and... because it's impossible not to party when you work in a bar and you're as social as I am.
Yeah, like you said, and being around drunk people all the time, you feel like you've got to have a few drinks to be on that level.
And, like, every single person offers you a drink. Mm-hmm. And, like, how many times can you say no? I'm weak as fuck. Like, I can't say no.
And like you said, it's your weekends too. You want to have fun. So for you, what would you say your maximum is? Like, how long do you reckon you could see yourself being there for?
Another year, maybe?
Yeah.
Then I'll be, like, 29 next December, yeah. I would say about that, but... I mean, I said I was only going to do a year in the first place and I'm still there now, so...
It's good, though. You've got the best of both worlds. You're enjoying it, you're loving it and making money.
There's nothing worse than being at a job that you hate.
Mm.
What's the point?
100%. That's why I got out of work in the city. I think I'd done that 2 years and I was like, I'm gone.
Well, I'm gone. See ya. Yeah. And actually, when I did work in an office, I was quite lucky. I did have quite a fun group of people that I worked with, but that actual job itself, and if you don't have that dynamic, I think you're fucked.
I think you could work anywhere. I think you could work in Tesco and make it fun, to be honest. You're just one of these people.
Yeah, you've got to make the best out of any situation. It's like this lockdown, everyone's like, oh, how's it been? I'm like, I'm just making the most out of it.
You have, like, I've followed you on Instagram and you've been doing the most. You've been having barbecues outside. Yeah. I love it.
Literally, I'm just here for a good time.
And why do you think there's such a bad perception of strip clubs?
A lot of strip clubs abroad do extras, like do sexual extras. people, again, just they have a sort of one-track prudy mind, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is a lot of like foreign and like maybe in like America, or I know when people used to go like where like Magaluf and stuff like that, the strip clubs there.
Yeah.
I remember like even my brother back in the day, he was only like 18 and come up and be like, oh yeah, you can go and get this and this for this much.
Yeah, so
I think
exactly.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, for sure. And like, but they do it for so cheap and I'm like, stop fucking lowering the bar, man.
Yeah.
Like, just don't do that. Like, rate yourself a bit more as well. But I don't know, people are just small-minded,
yeah,
and they can't get their head around it. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, and it is, I feel, so much safer than like generic clubs. Like in clubs, say like nightclubs, even ones in the West End, I've been on a booth with my friend and like a random guy has come and squeezed my bum.
Yeah.
In the strip club, if someone even breathes too close to you, the doormen are there.
Yeah, and you can fucking slap them if you want. Like the doormen have got your back. Everyone's got each other's back. Like if I see someone get the phone out and they're trying to take a photo while a girl's on stage, everyone will be like, no, done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Delete the photos, go in the deleted album. Even they look on Snapchat and they're saved. Like, they go to town. Like, we're really, really looked after. Like, I've never, ever had a problem. I've never felt unsafe. I've just always felt, yeah, safe.
It is so much safer than normal clubs, I feel.
Definitely.
Because you've got that sense of, like, family as well, haven't you? Like, everyone sticks together.
Mm. And, like, I've never met any more like diverse people in my life. Like everyone is completely different and I would probably never have met them in my normal daily life. But like there's so many people from different walks of life. I feel like I've said life so many times. Like it's lovely. And everyone now, I'd say majority of people get on, but do you know what, there's 70 girls, not everyone's gonna like each other. But if you don't like each other, it's not an issue, you just don't talk to each other.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
So what would you say, like, a typical customer is? Would you say there's a stereotype of, like, a typical customer? Because me, I thought when I went into a strip club, I'd done it really close to home, like 10 minutes from where I live, 10 minutes from my school. And I thought, right, it's going to be all middle-aged to old men, no one's ever going to know. And within the first week, boys from my school turn up. Like, literally, they must have only been, at the time I was 20, so there was, like, 21. And I was like, what the hell? So would you say there's, like, a stereotype of a typical customer?
I would say, obviously, you get your regulars who are, like, middle-aged up to 70, 80, I would say, who come in, like, every day, more or less, and they kind of come in, drink the same drink, the same amount of drinks, go with the girls that they like, or just sit there, watch the stage, like, you have a little bit of a chat, but... And I would say they're more... The middle-aged ones, obviously, they all work in the city because we're quite close to the city, but... Other than that, it just varies. Like, we get young people, like, yeah, it just varies, really. Like, more on the weekend, we get groups of lads who come in who are, like, out drinking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think there is such a stereotype.
No, I guess it's all different. And I guess, like you said, because you're close to the city, there's a lot of, like, brokers and, like, businessmen and stuff. What are your regulars like? Can you tell us a bit about, like, a couple of your regulars? Or is it just a whole variety?
Yeah, it's a whole variety. And, like, I can get on with anyone. You know what I mean? I can get on with anyone. I did have this one guy, though. He's, how old is he? Maybe mid to late 60s. And he just used to bring me in home cooking all the time.
No
way.
Like,
he literally wanted me to be his girlfriend. He's like, why don't you want to be with me? I'm like... This just is not happening.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Was honest with him, but he just would not take no for an answer.
And he was mid-60s, and he thought there was actually a possibility of you... How old are you? 28?
27, yeah.
27. He actually thought in his head this could be a relationship if he brought you in enough good meals.
Yeah, and the food wasn't nice. Sorry, but it wasn't nice.
Oh, my God, I bet he tried his hardest.
I know, bless him. It was so cute, and, like, he bought me a nice denim jacket, actually. I would say that's probably the stereotypical, like, strip club customer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they kind of imagine that they've got this relationship with you, but...
Yeah, they do, like, form an attachment, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I had one that would come in every week at the same time, like you said, same drink. And I remember it was for my birthday, and he was like, what do you want? I was like... because I had all this money, I was like, oh, I don't know what I want. I want to learn something. So I asked him to get me a guitar. And anyway, he bought this tacky pink guitar. It's so bad.
Did you learn it?
No, because it was so tacky and pink. Plus, I'm left-handed. It was right-handed. So I tried to take it back to the shop, and he'd told me, oh, it's like a £500 guitar. It's so expensive. Took it to the shop. It was £150 in the bargain corner. Fuming, he lied to me. And he was my regular. After that, I didn't trust him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this guy bought me a bag as well, and he's like, why don't you use your bag? And I'm like, oh.
It's gross.
It's not very nice. Sorry.
Bless them.
I know. It is cute. I feel bad for, like, you know, saying that, but
you can't fake it. If it's a shitty bag, it's a shitty bag. It's the gesture that counts.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what would you say is the weirdest request from, like, a client? Like, I remember once a guy come in, and you get this quite often. Well, for me, I did. And they always want your underwear.
Always want it. The smellier, the better.
It's so weird, isn't it?
I'm like, I really don't smell bad.
No, even after like a 3-hour shift, I'm still pretty fresh.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I remember this guy. He was like, can I have your bra? So I thought, that's weird. It's not going to be much of a scent on the bra. And yeah, like, a bra is just a bra. It was like a cheap Primark £5 bra. Anyway, give it to him, make him pay £50 for this cheap ass bra.
Yeah.
He goes to the toilet and he comes out with it under his T-shirt.
No.
And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God, if my boss clocks it, he's now got this padded bra on, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Could you see it?
Yeah, under his white top. And you're not supposed to do like dodgy deals and stuff. No. I used to be quite cheeky and I'd make people pay for a dance, which I'd cut short and then be like,
Pay me extra.
Yeah. Or if they was into feet, I'd let them lick a big toe for like £100 or something.
Yeah, so, yeah, they all love feet. I have like lace up, like patent leather boots, and they're always like, oh, can you take it off? I'm like, oh my God, you know how long that is? Like, yeah. Please, really?
You need to demand like £100 for the boot taken off.
Literally. But I don't know what the weirdest request is.
Mine was started out with a feet thing. So first of all, he just was a normal customer. I'll dance for him. Then it turned into, he wanted to look at my feet. So he looked at them fine. Mm. Then he would sit down for the whole 3 minutes of the song while I'm on the floor laying back. I thought, oh, this is a nice rest after 3 hours dancing. And he would kiss the feet, look at them, massage the feet. That was fine.
Yeah.
And then he finally got the courage to say that he wanted me to dominate him and he was the puppy. Can I speak to him like he was a puppy? I've got no imagination. So I'm here pretty tipsy after like a 4-hour shift, sweating, bored, want to go home. And he's like, right, I'm a puppy. So I thought, what the hell do I say? So I just stood on the chair.
Come here.
Literally. I was like, bark for me. Like, I didn't know what to do. I've got no imagination. But that was the weirdest request.
Yeah, I get a lot of couples who come in and they want to have a threesome.
Really?
Yeah,
what,
and they just quite a lot of that.
They just tell you straight in the dance, hello, will you come back with us?
Or there's a lot of who come in who the woman has now, like, she thinks she's into women. So they come into a strip club to, like, see how the dynamic would be. And obviously the man is fucking buzzing. He's thinking, this is like a dream.
Literally.
I can have sex with two women, fucking loving it.
And the, like, missus is on board.
Yeah, she's so on board. And he's like, I'm looking after her. I'm like, no, you are loving this. You go for a dance with them and they're just absolutely just fucking snogging each other's face off. Like, this is the best thing ever.
It's kind of awkward for you though. Yeah. Or do you like it? Do you like to see couples?
No, I quite like it.
That's cute.
As long as they're sound, because you get a lot of couples who come in the woman's a dick. And I'm like, you don't need to be here, you know that. So don't come in the door and be a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Come in the door if you're going to be a dick. If you can't handle it, literally just don't come in.
Yeah.
But they do, and they're like, proper like sat in front, like in front of their man as if like
guarding him.
Yeah. Like, honey, I really don't want you, man. Trust me. Do you know what I mean?
That is hilarious. I've had that before as well. And it's like a double dance. And I used to be petrified because I do pride myself on being a really polite, kind person. Like, I feel like I'm very timid. I wouldn't want to offend anyone.
No.
And as a jealous person myself, I get that would be hard.
Yeah.
If I was with a girlfriend or
but
a boyfriend.
That's what I mean. So don't come into the club.
Yeah,
totally get it. If you are jealous, so don't come in. Don't exactly. come in and be awkward. If you don't like it, just don't do it.
I feel like women think that they're fine with it. So this couple, they was like, yeah, we want you. And the girl was like, oh, you're stunning. Yeah, we want you. I think because I was the quiet one, I was probably like the weakest one. So she thought, right, I'm safe with her.
Yeah.
We went downstairs anyway, dancing. And I always try and give the woman more attention than I do the man.
Yeah,
just
me
because
too,
they
me
are
too.
That little bit sensitive.
Yeah, 100%.
So I was looking at her and then it was
And you
just
don't
her.
Want them to feel uncomfortable.
No, I want them to feel empowered. I want them to yeah. go back and have an amazing night and not feel oh my god. And like I think the worst thing is like comparing, because we're completely
yeah.
different people.
Yeah,
like we've been doing this job and we do about I don't know what 50 dances a night, and
yeah,
it's just so, like routine for us,
yeah.
whereas they might be thinking in their head, oh my god, I can never be that sexy and that calm about it. But like how you described in your audition, you were shaking.
Yeah,
my audition, I was
shitting myself.
I was
and like
exactly
the whole first year I was just drinking, like just getting drunk, and then I was like, yeah, you can't actually carry on drinking all
drinking
the time.
Your way through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, drinking your way through it. But yeah, no,
I think
I do,
it does get easier, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for sure. Like now I can do it without a drink. But also being around drunk people is easier when you've had a drink, because, you know, sometimes they can just be a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
And I think if you've had a drink, you feel a bit, do you know what I mean? It
You're on that
you.
Level. They're not so annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I done this dance with a couple, like I was saying, and she picked me because I think I was very shy and quiet and nice, whatever. Went down.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And it got, I give her her dance, then I was on the guy for literally 2 seconds. She got up, she slapped him on the face and walked out.
No.
I was like, what do I do? Well, I was
oh,
like,
that's so awkward.
Literally butt naked at this point. I was like, what do I do? I didn't want to stay in the room with him
no.
in case she wound her up even more.
Yeah.
So I just got my stuff and ran into the changing
yeah.
room. I think I was near on tears. I was like, oh my god, I've really upset this woman. Anyway, diffused that.
Yeah.
I go back upstairs and do my little routine on the pole like half an hour later, and she's just giving me daggers
Evils.
From across the room. I'm like, oh god. And then few drinks later, she goes to the toilet and he's had a few drinks and he runs over, can we have a quick one while she's in the toilet? I said,
oh,
are you,
no.
are you delusional?
Oh,
like,
no.
Do you want to
be beat up?
That was
but
mad.
I think they find that exciting though, don't they? But this one girl that was working, she got sacked actually, and she came in like a couple of months later with her friend and both of their boyfriends, and she was like, Jordan, can you give my boyfriend a dance? It's his birthday, whatever. I was like, yeah, sure. Thinking like, I know you and I feel like you're not going to, you don't really want that to happen. But I was like, yeah, whatever. She gave me the money. And I was in the dancing room, because it's that one song, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've it's nearly to the end of the song. She comes storming in. She's like, "You've just given her your number. What the fuck are you doing? Are you fucking back here?" Like, literally booting off. And I'm her boyfriend as well is about 2 foot shorter than me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, this is like, she had to get kicked out of the club.
And he didn't actually give you his number, did he?
No.
Oh my God.
No, he didn't even try to.
And I bet he was there stiff as anything, petrified. Yeah, he's like, gonna come in.
And she's going mental. I'm like, you literally just gave me the money to take him in for a dance.
It is mad people's jealousy. I think the idea of it's all fun and like, yeah, oh yeah, let's go have a threesome, baby. And then actually when you're there, you can't cope with the jealousy.
No, the jealousy. It's too much.
Okay, so body confidence. Like, I have days when I think, oh, I don't look as good. I haven't been to the gym. I've been drinking a lot. And especially if you said that first year when you started dancing, you felt like a couple of drinks really relaxed you. Did you feel like ever days when you feel like you put on a bit of weight, you're not feeling the best?
Right now.
Really?
Like, right now. But I was literally saying this to the girls yesterday. I was in the change room. I was like, because I'm on my period as well now. Mm. And I've been drinking quite a lot because it's lockdown and I've just trying to make the most out of it, you know? And I was literally like, I feel so chubby, but do you know what? I'm all right about it. Like, I feel way more confident about my body now. If you feel shit, this is the best job to do because all people do is just flood you with compliments.
Yeah, it's so true. Like,
and then you just start thinking, like, actually, if I have put on a bit of weight because, like, you know, you're human, it's fine. Like, being a bit chubby just doesn't define you.
Yeah, I mean, as long as
you can like be okay with it, and if you're confident, you can. That's what men love.
Yeah. So you've never walked into work and thought, oh my God, I look horrendous, or halfway through a shift and you just think, oh my God, I'm just not feeling myself. Whether it's your hair or you've put on weight or like something.
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you deal with that? Do you think it is like what you said? You get flooded with compliments by the clients and
you
the
just
girls.
Gotta
I guess
switch it off. You just literally got to switch it off, which I'm quite good at doing that. Like, there is days you walk in and you're like, I really don't want to be here. Like, I literally just look like shit.
Mm.
But actually, those are the days that you actually do really well.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, there's some days I've gone in and I'm hanging and I'm like, I've eaten so much shit and I'm bloated and I'm like, my skin's so bad and I'm pale. And you literally do so well.
That must be so good. It's like, you know, Gok Kwan, how to look good naked. But like, literally, you're getting paid to do that.
Yeah, literally.
It's amazing. Like,
yeah, and I think as long as you bring the fun out of it, your personality there, people actually prefer that than just how you look.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, fun and social and, like, just down to earth, like, some girls, they think they're above the men, and I'm like, you shouldn't do that because...
No one also wants to have a dance with a stuck-up bitch.
No, and also, like, you don't know how their day's been or whatever. Like, they might be in here because they've had a shit day and they just want to have a relax, like, see some girls, watch the sport, have a drink and just chill out. And if you go up to them and you've got attitude and you just, like... Or if they say no to having a dance with you and your attitude back...
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Not everyone's going to say yes to you.
Yeah. I think that's why you're so good at doing it and you've lasted so long. Because I think I only lasted like a year and a half and I was like becoming so bored of men and men's attitude and stuff. So I think it's because you're so like, you see it from their point of view.
Yeah.
And it is like, for some people, it's like a form of therapy. Do you know what I mean? 100%. They're not coming there just to be on a sexual vibe or to be a little bit pervy or because they want to see a pair of tits. It's more for the company and having someone that will actually spend time and talk to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I do think like a lot of people forget that. They just see these strip clubs as a really seedy environment.
Yeah. No, and it's really not. Like, the perception of it is completely not what it is. Like, that, I think that's the worst thing about the job, that you tell someone you're a stripper and automatically they just presume, like, how you're going to be, how it is in there, that you fuck your customers, that you're an escort, that you suck dick, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really not the case. Like, we don't even lap dance. Like, they cannot touch us at all. And, like, the bouncers are on it. Like, we get really well looked after. It's run by a woman as well.
Yeah.
And, like, my manager and stuff, it's just... ran by women and we really do get looked after.
I love that because I do think the word lap dance as well really makes people think that you're like getting down dirty, like grinding on these people. But it was the same in my strip club actually. You could like I don't know what the word is. I'm like lisping. You stood like 10 centimetres, like, I don't know.
Above them and around them,
yeah,
kind of thing.
So you'd stand like just in front of them, yeah, and dance them, but you would never touch them. They were never allowed. Their hands were like by their sides. If they ever touch you, they would get chucked out for that. And I think that's what people think. They think, oh, because it's called lap dancing, you must be like grinding on these people. Yeah. And it's not at all.
No, it's not. Like, we have a little like stage and pole in front of every private dance seat. So,
oh,
like, that's how we do it. And it's just not what people think at all. Like, I love it.
Have you met a lot of people that judge you for it? Like, if you tell people, are they like, oh, my God, I can't believe you do that? Or, oh, isn't that basically like an escort?
Yeah, everyone thinks that. Like, luckily, like, all my friends are sound as fuck and, like, they love it and they're really supportive. But it's more like guys. If you tell a guy you're a stripper, like, instantly, then all they want to do is talk about sex. I'm like, I do have other conversation, you know that.
Yeah, like, there's more to me.
There's more to me than just that. And, like, automatically they'll just presume all these things about you. And
do they tell you that directly to your face, what they presume? I think that's so rude. It's like, I wouldn't go up to a lawyer and be like, I feel like you're going to follow the law by the dot. You're going to be the most boring person I've ever met.
Yeah, literally.
Imagine if you just started doing that to people, a librarian. Like, oh my God, you're going to be so boring. I'll never want to do this. And just blurt out everything you presumed about that person. It's just not right.
And also, everyone asks you how much money you make. And I'm like,
is it any of your business?
It's literally got nothing to do with you.
Because I feel like then what they want to do with that information, once you've told them a figure, they can then justify in their head, would I do it for that money or not? And then once they've made that decision, then they'll judge you for that. Be like, oh, well, I wouldn't do it for that much. I'll do it for this much.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
Do you tell people when you first meet? So say, for example, we was on a date right now and we're like getting to know each other. Would you tell someone on the first date or would you wait and see?
I don't know. A lot of the time I haven't. I've just said dancer, or I'll just like swerve the question because I'm like, I just can't be asked to like just go into, do you know, like kind of like not defend the job, but they just automatically presume that you're an escort if you're a stripper, or that it's a brothel, because there is some strip clubs that probably do that.
Yeah.
And I do kind of get why people think that, but now I tell people, but I never used to.
Yeah, I guess it is, but just like, eating into the time of you getting to know that person to then defend you and your personal choices and the whole stripping industry.
Yeah, and also if you start off on a lie, it's not really a good good situation.
That was like when I walked into the villa and I remember my first conversation of all people's Dr. Alex, most sensible person. He was like, oh, I'm a doctor. I was like,
oh.
Well, I'm a stripper, so pleased to meet you,
naked
cancer.
For money, darling. Yeah. But also I think if you're not okay with it, then you're not my sort of person anyway, so.
That's what I think. If someone can't get their head around it, or if all they do is talk about sex after I've said, right, I've been a stripper, that's a massive red flag for me. You're not educated enough for me.
Instant turn off. I'm not going to talk to you. Do not message me again. It ain't happening. I've not even met you and you're trying to get me to like dirty talk you.
Yeah.
No.
Just because you dance for money. It's mad.
Yeah.
It is mad. So has there been like relationships or you dating someone, it's been going somewhere, you like them and then you tell them and that's just, they're like, their whole attitude changes?
To be honest, I'm not really down for dating while I'm doing the job anyway.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I've not really been down for anything serious regardless of my job, to be honest. But I think it's definitely better to do when you're single.
Yeah. Do you think you have to, as any woman in that industry, have to pick between, I don't know, the sex industry and a partner? Or do you know girls that do have both?
Yeah, you can definitely do both. And like, that's like going back to what I said before, like if the person accepts what you do, then amazing, that's your sort of person. But if they don't, then
yeah, they're not the right person.
They're not the right person anyway, so you're not really missing out.
Any embarrassing stories from stripping? Because I've had a few, like, I'm quite a clumsy person anyway.
Yeah, same.
Any time a fit person came in, my whole dance little routine that I got made up in my head.
Fucks it up. Yeah, went out the window. If you fancy them, you're fucked. Fucked, honestly. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell? And then you just, like, you just lose it, I feel like.
I get so awkward. Yeah, I've fallen because my strip club in the bar, it was up the stairs. So then you'd have to take them down a flight of stairs to do the private dance in these booths.
Oh, you didn't trip, did you?
Yeah. Oh. I was like Bambi. The legs went everywhere. I screamed as well. It's really high pitched scream. I was like, oh. And then I got in there. I was like, sorry about that because I tripped and that was really cringy. I'll give you an extra 2 minutes just because I fancied him. And then as soon as I got in and I tried to be sexy, everything was going wrong. Like the knickers got twisted around my heel.
Everything always goes wrong, right? I fanny farted once.
No, stop.
Really loud.
What was really the really fucking loud.
I had these PVC boots on, so I tried to blame the boots. It was so obvious it wasn't. I was like, oh my God. And his friend was meant to come in for a dance after and he didn't. I thought, oh no. Oh no, this is so embarrassing.
Literally, they've heard the queefing and they're off.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But you can't help it.
But what move was you doing for that to happen? That's always been a fear of mine.
I can't actually remember.
I used to do one where I'd like be on the floor in front and I'd put my legs up. So, yeah. Like, my butt's actually off the ground. Yeah. And then as I put the legs back down, it, like, boop.
I think I was just on all fours, bent over. it was so loud.
That must have been such bad timing. The music must have got... Because normally the music's super loud, so that covers it up, doesn't it?
But this was a day shift anyway, so it's not that... Because we work in the day, don't we?
Oh, right.
So it's never really that loud anyway. And there's not always that many people in. And honestly, I was like, just... ground swallow me up please.
Oh, did you address it? Did you say, oh my God, really so bad?
Yeah,
oh,
I tried to blame the boots. Yeah. And he was just he knew that it was a fanny fart. I was like, and I just went red as well. I could feel my face going red. I was thinking, this needs to just be over now.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and then I had to like walk out of the dancing room, and it's quite small in Horns, and I was like, I've just get me out of here. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Bless you, don't. I've had terrible times. And then I thought when you first started that you would have the week when you're on your period off. I just assumed that's what happened. No one told me.
Me too.
And they're like, oh no, you still work.
Yeah.
So I had a mishap with that one time and I was wearing white lingerie and the guy was there in like cream chinos and I was thinking, oh God, this blood was like pouring down the side of my leg.
Oh,
and
no.
I kind of like delicately like backed out of the room like, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you try and like cover it, don't you? But yeah, when I cut the string off my tampon when I did it, and I couldn't get it out. Couldn't get the tampon out.
It is kind of difficult.
Now I just put the string up as well, then you can grab it. But it's the worst situation, because you go on stage and you have to constantly check, don't you? And someone actually shouted to me once while I was on stage, your tampon! And I was actually on my period, but he was only joking, but I didn't know that. And it just fucked up my whole dance. I was just stood at the back like...
Doing don't the really crab to along move. The back.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh my God. And then I checked and it weren't even there.
So
it was just
annoying.
Being a dick.
Yeah, I used to cut mine out, but that would always be bad if I had like a shift that ended at like 3 a.m. and I'd had a few drinks. Like remembering that bad boy was in there, I'd be like, oh God.
Yeah. Oh,
risky
yeah.
Business. I used to set an alarm like, tampon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all, I hate being on my period at work, but.
Have you had ever like, so. I was saying, with the girls, when I look back, it was really nice, and they did really help me in my first couple of weeks. I had one girl who was amazing on the pole. Like, she used to be able to grab it with her thighs at the top, let go, and then re-grab it before she, like, smashed on
mental.
The floor.
That is fucking hard.
She was hardcore. She was, like, Russian, and these thighs were, like, pure muscle. But I had nice girls like that, but I also had assholes. Like, yeah. It was quite competitive. And in our strip club, there used to be a tally chart. So every dance you'd get, you would be able to see the other girls' names and who was the winner.
No. Why did they do that?
So rude. But it was, I think it was to spur us on, but it also caused a lot of ag.
A lot of ag, yeah. I had so much ag when I first started. Everyone just hated me. Like, just no one liked me at all.
It's because you're the full package, honey. You've got the body, you're funny, you've got the moves.
Oh, yeah, got it going on. But no, honestly, yeah, everyone just hated me. But I was like, do you know what? This actually spurs me on to do better, and I'll just count all my money in front of you. Fuck you.
Love
but
that.
Now, like, it's fine. But yeah, no, they just hated me.
Yeah, same. I had some girl, I got to my shift and would leave our shoes there. I don't know if you did the same. I got lockers and I left my shoes there.
Yeah.
Turn up and someone chewed up chewing gum and put it in my shoe. Chewed up.
That is brutal.
Yeah, but don't worry, hun. I got her stripper heel at the end of that shift. I knew who it was because she'd always be like, I was always doing the best. I was a top earner before you started.
Oh, and then you took over.
Yeah, turn up. I took one of her stripper heels. So, like, when she turned up for a shift next
time. She only had one shoe.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, my God, Candice's shoe isn't here.
Candice.
Like, oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
I threw out the taxi on the way home. I was like, driver, darling, can we stop?
See ya. Yeah, but she fucking deserves that. I think don't hate on someone making good money, because like if anyone's ever, I just won't choose you to come in for a double dance or VIP or whatever, like fuck off.
I love,
you know
that.
I mean?
Yeah. So double dances, it's when you, it's like two girls and two guys, yeah, and you're going together.
Yeah.
So you can like tag team with your mates.
Yeah, exactly. And you have like your specific mates who you will actually choose, but if they're busy, you're like, oh god.
Yeah, you've got to pick one.
I've got
of
to
the
take
arseholes.
Someone I don't like.
Yeah, or a really crappy dancer. Like,
yeah.
Right, I'm taking this. Take him on for the team.
Yeah.
You just stand there.
Come
looking
on.
Gormless.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck's sake, it's just not a vibe. And you're like, oh, I feel actually bad for the customer.
Yeah.
Because when it's your mate, you can vibe.
Yeah.
Can't you? Like, you're like in with it. But if it's not, it's like, oh. Like, one of the girls said to me once, she was like, stop dancing like you're having sex. I'm like, this is a fucking strip club. We're not at salsa class. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean don't dance as if you're having sex?
Of course you're going to grind and do stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like, what?
Oh, my God. What was her form of dancing then?
Oh, she was, like, salsa queen.
No.
She was, like, cha-cha-cha.
Who's paying for a cha-cha-cha? I'll
well,
go down the
she's
local...
not there anymore, so I think that explains it.
Imagine Cardi B or someone.
I'm like,
cha-cha-cha in
yeah.
a music video. We're not here.
No, we're here to be a slut. Like, or just dance like a slut. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I would
obviously
so
in, like, not a disgusting way, but, like, you need to...
I want to see some twerking. I want to see that booty jiggling.
Yeah.
I don't want to see someone with their, like, salsa hips on.
No.
Like Wes from the Village. We're not here for the
We're
salsa
We're not here
hips.
For that, man. Yeah, that's so funny. But, yeah, I mean, but like I said, there's quite a lot of older girls who've been there for a while.
Mm.
So we just work completely different. Like, I'm just like, rah, and they're way more chilled about it, which is fine, like, it, different styles work, but I think that aims at different customers as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's the different generations.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when the young customers come in, I'm here for it. Do you know what I mean? I'm there, I'm getting a beer, I'm getting a shot, like, I'm ripping the shit out of them, like, we're bantering and, like...
It's like you're someone they would actually chat to. Like, if
yeah.
they went to Ibiza or was on a lad's holiday,
yeah,
they
exactly.
would actually come up and talk to you. But they're getting a dance as well.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And 9 times out of 10, all of them are going to take you for a dance. Like, if you're sound as fuck, all of them are game for it.
So I feel like, to round up, your advice to any aspiring strippers is to be, don't come in there and feel like it's the client and you. Really have fun with them, talk
yeah.
to them, like, act like they're
yeah.
one of your mates almost.
Yeah, exactly.
And enjoy
that.
It.
Yeah, like, just be yourself. Like, just be literally yourself. Like, I go in there, it's taking up my weekend, so obviously, like, you're not seeing your friends. So I'm like, I'm going to make the most out of it. Like, I've been put on, like, 3-4 drinking bans because I'm like... I'm here, I'm having a good time, like, yeah, just, like, I feel like you just let go, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you just go in there and it's just...
I never thought about that.
It's just good, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is, like, it's your weekend as well, and
yeah.
although you're earning money, you want to have as
a
much
good
fun
time.
As you can
yeah.
and have fun with these people, so it's not like a job. That's probably why you do so well,
yeah.
because you do treat it like your weekend as well.
Yeah, literally,
not like, oh,
like,
God, I'm here again.
I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to let loose... Yes, you're at work, but just literally just enjoy it.
Yeah, because like, then the customer's going to enjoy it more if you're having
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. And, like, yeah, like, some girls have really got a chip on their shoulder and I'm like...
Don't be
why?
Here.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, don't be here. Go do something else. But this is, we work 4 hours, 5 on, like, the weekend.
Mm.
Well, we're only open on the weekend now because of this fucking virus. But, like, yeah, just enjoy yourself. Literally. Go for it.
And any advice if people do really want to do it, their friends are supportive, but their family, or I don't know, some judgmental friend are a bit like, what would you say to them, girls?
Fuck them, they're not a good friend.
So
if your
true.
Friend's going to judge you for doing a job that you want to do, they ain't your friend.
Yeah, get them out
like,
your life.
Like, literally, they aren't your friend. Like, none of my friends judge me for doing it.
Yeah.
Like, they'll come in for a drink. Like, they'll bring their work friends. Like, their friends know. And if anyone spoke bad about me doing my job, I know for a fact all my friends would have my back and be like, no. Like, that's how it is. So if no one's going to support you, then
you don't need
them.
That kind of negativity.
No, you don't
in
need that
life.
Negativity. Why would you judge someone for that?
Personally, I think when people judge, it's because they're scared to do it themselves. Or they would want to do it, but they couldn't dare to do it because of their community would judge them.
Someone judging you, that's a reflection on them, not you. Like, that's how they feel about themselves.
So true.
I'm just not here for that. I'm not here for the judges.
I'm not here for the judges.
Like, I get maybe if your mum or dad was a bit like worried for you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because of the perception of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know for a fact if my mum came into work, she would be like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is so
you're
much fun.
You're having fun, Lauren. You're here.
Like, you're safe. You are safer at a strip club than at a normal bar.
Oh, my God, that's another point. I was nearly going to wrap it up, but I thought of something else
that's
now.
That's fine.
You know when guys come in and they're like, oh, my God, you're too beautiful to be doing this. Oh, you can do so much else. If you were my daughter, I would let you do this. Hun, you're in here anyway spending money. Can I just tell you, your daughter's in Novikov doing the most for a bottle of Grey Goose. And we're doing a lot less than actually getting money to buy a house.
It's so, like, contradicting, is that the word?
Yeah.
Like, you're paying me to have a dance, but then you're telling me you're too good for this.
Yeah.
Well,
pick a lane.
Pick a lane, stay in it, because that, it's just so contradicting. Let me take you away from here. For starters, I'm not trying to be taken away from here. I'm here because I want to be here. I'm not drugged and fucking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they think that, some people.
Don't, nuns turned up at my strip club once with condoms, gloves and hats.
No.
And was pulled off the street.
What?
I was like, no, honey, this is free will. I like this.
Yeah, I like this job. Like, it's just baffling to me that people are that, like, small-minded. And that's just the way their brain works, that they think, like, you're, like, just, like, you're too smart to do this or something. Like, first of all, you don't know shit about me. Mm. Second of all, I'm the fucking smart one here, pal.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you're here spending your money and I'm here making it.
Yeah, like, and also when people come in and they've got, like, an agenda, like, someone said to me once, your outfit's nice, but your hair's fucking shit. And his mate literally went, I'm so sorry, I've never seen him act this way. Like, people change how they are sometimes because they presume that we're going to act a certain way. And it's like, just come in and have a good time. Like, don't have an agenda. Like,
yeah, don't get
defensive. It is literally what it is. Like,
do you think that comes from the man being intimidated a little bit? And
yeah, definitely.
He's trying to get the first dig in or like, put himself above you
so he's
got the power.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it is. And it's like, I'm really not a dickhead.
Yeah. If you want to be nice to me, you're going to have a good time. If you want to be a prick and cuss me for my hair, even though you've got a receding hairline,
and
you're not going to have
like
fun in here.
And you've got, like, a bald island on the top of your head.
Like, a bald island.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, just, no.
You're not going to have
not
fun
happening.
Here, huh?
And you're going to have a shit time in here now, because I'm now going to tell everyone that you was a dick and no one's going to come and talk to you.
Yeah.
So you can sit there by yourself with your drink and have a shit time.
It is weird when guys do that. They come in and it must be like a case of being intimidated, and they'll come in and they'll be like, oh yeah, I don't really like your outfit, or have you been to the gym recently? You could do going to, I've had that before. And also someone said, oh, I was mortified at the time. I was like, you shouldn't really have a curry before you come in, or like a smell of garlic. Oh! Actually, it was just a kebab. I'm sorry about that.
I was in the kebab next door, darling. But that's so funny. But yeah, people do. They come in, like, one of the regulars was like, oh yeah, you have put on a bit of weight, haven't you? And I'm like, so what? And fuck off, don't point that out.
It's weird how they think because we do that job and they pay us for a dance, they can then critique the whole look.
Literally. And a lot of people say to me, oh, you're big, aren't you? Because I'm tall. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks,
cheers.
Yeah.
I'm why? Sure. Like, don't say that to a woman. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Like, you're literally tiny.
I guess that's why they're there. Like, some of them. They haven't really got much social skills. They can't really go past the first date, I assume, to where they're there. But I feel like if I was still back at the strip club, I would just say to him, yeah, I am big. And you've got no tact or social skills. And that's why you're sitting here and not on a date with your wife.
Yeah, that's so true. But we get a lot of businessmen as well who've like worked all their life and not really had time for a family. And now they're kind of like, I need a bit of company.
I feel like they would be good to talk to, really interesting. Mm. That's what I miss about the job as well. All the stories, people's stories.
Some people, a lot of them, like that, what we were just talking about then, that's very like slim amount of people that come in and are just dick. But majority, 9 times out of 10, half of them are your fucking mates because you see them all the time and you want to sit and have a drink with them because they're just really nice, fun people and they just literally want to have a good time.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I would say that's more my clientele, like fun and just...
There for a laugh,
yeah.
Oh, I love it. I do really miss it. I want to come in and do, like, one night only.
Yeah, you should. You should. That would be amazing. So fun. It is so fun. Like, I said I was only going to do a year, but 4 years later, I'm like, yeah, I'm still here.
It does sound like a really good place that you work.
Yeah.
And, like, a good group of girls and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good. It is a good time. But I don't know what I'm going to do after.
It's fine, we'll think about that when it comes
to it. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll start my own strip club. I really want to do my own strip club run by women because my boss was a woman as well and I think that really does help when a woman owns it.
Yeah, 100%. Women and men just think differently, I feel.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, and I feel like with women, well, my boss, she done, like, hostessing, so she kind of, like, knew how it works and what doesn't. And, like, if I had something, like, I don't know, one week I had thrush or something, I'd be like, oh, God, it's a really bad week. I can't come in. Imagine telling a guy
that. Oh, my God, the vagina issues. Thrush. Oh, let's move on from that.
But it's true. I think people forget about that. Like, we don't have to go into detail of what, but, like, I had an ex-boyfriend and we was like, it was new stages, really fresh. My nun, I don't know what happened. We had a lot of sex and my nun had literally swelled, like double its size. I was like, oh, wow. And I'd had to tell my boss, if that was a man, I feel like I couldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't
feel as comfortable. With her, I sent her a picture. I was like, look, she goes, can you not take paracetamol and come in? I said, do you think paracetamol is going to sort this guy out? Oh. Like, oh, wow. You've stayed home today.
I know, one of the girls at work, she did a, like a pole move and banged her pussy on the pole so hard it swelled and it just was black.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it, bless her. But like, yeah, just wear, do you know what as well? Taking your clothes on and off that much in a night, underwear, you get it on backwards, upside down, like it's so annoying. Like, I would say that's one thing that I don't like about the job. On, off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off.
Especially when it's all that lace-up stuff.
Yeah, you can't find the front or back.
It's so...
Literally, you're like, you come out and it's just everywhere. You're like, fuck.
Literally, start the shift looking like Margot Robbie and Wolf of Wall Street come out looking like Borat. With, like, yeah,
literally, you're like, fuck it.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you
for having me. It's been amazing.
I know.
I could talk to you for hours about stripping.
Literally.
I love it.
I love it.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please rate 5 stars and leave a review. And be sure to subscribe so you get next week's episode as soon as it lands. And remember, for the best experience, make sure you listen on the Entel app.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.